Netflix and Chill by Dr. Batsheva. Okay, I'm not advertising Netflix. I am trying to advertise the chill part. Often people don't make time to just be with each other, and then they expect sex to happen spontaneously. It most often doesn't work that way. People need a bridge between all the unsexy parts of life, changing diapers, analyzing spreadsheets, arguing with a teenager, dicing tomatoes, and the sexy encounter they want to have with their latest squeeze. They need a bridge, and they need a catalyst. Movies are a great way to do that. Sit down, cuddle up, and turn on a film. We all know that some films do not make you feel sexy. Some even have the opposite effect. It's true that different people have different reactions to different types of movies, and I do understand that some people can get all hot and steamy from a horror movie while they just make me want to lock myself alone in a bathroom with no windows. But there are definitely some movies which tend to be popular for their ability to create romantic stirrings. If I had a dollar for every time a patient told me how sexy she found The Notebook, I'd be rich. Here at this link is a list of films that can be found on Netflix which are recommended for your next romantic rendezvous. The films are Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Cruel Intentions, Stardust, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Eyes Wide Shut, Magic Mike, Tabloid, Moonrise Kingdom, Drinking Buddies, and Blue is the Warmest Color. This might be a good place to start your search for your Netflix and chill evening. Now you just need a cozy blanket.